actually, because I think it's when each part dovetails in. I was very fortunate that I did my 3-year cert ed. And although I had matriculated, even though I hadn't come in with fabulous qualifications, I had matriculated to do the to stay on for a 4th year to do science and education at Chester College if I wanted to do it. Actually, I was very foolish. No, I wasn't foolish. I wanted to get into the classroom. I wanted to get married, which was a big mistake. But then I found out I had to wait 5 years before Liverpool would let me do an in-service degree.
Goodness.
So, Clwyd, Cartrefly would have me much sooner than that, which was why I went there. But the thing for me was that I was very fortunate that because I did my in-service degree at Cartrefly, alongside my teaching and my work at Chester College, what I was reading was totally dovetailing in to what I was teaching. So theory and practice were...
Yeah, if you'd done it too early, you wouldn't have had that experience to hand the theory on to.
Absolutely. I would have got my degree, like my friend did. She stayed on, did biology degree, so she went down to Devon and has spent the last number of years, all of them, in the same school in Tavistock, teaching science and doing nothing else, which is interesting.
Right. But then maybe that's different personalities make different choices and different life. Maybe you go to one spot and it's exactly the right thing for you. For some teachers, they may have done 20 years teaching, but it's the same year 20 times over.
Absolutely.
And they've learned nothing from it. But from what you're telling me, you're clearly learning is central to your professional development and the identity of being a teacher.
Absolutely, and that, I think, is the ideal situation. Mm. So although it was hard work, I got my son at home, I was doing part-time teaching in the college, part-time teaching in school, doing my part-time degree, weekends, Friday nights and Saturday.
Oh, right.
But it was really powerful stuff.
Right.
Powerful stuff.
Some people have incredible energy. I admire that.
I wish I had more. Yeah. So, I think that really, for me, I'm now working mainly on Teach First programme.
Yeah.
And I think the Teach First programme is absolutely amazing. The best thing I've ever done.
Goodness.
For me, it hits all the right buttons. Do you know much about Teach First programme?
A little bit.
These people, it's growing, it's expanding a little bit. But basically they are well-qualified youngsters. There's not a lot of mature, although there are a few who might have been in work for a few years in our career chambers. But these people come in, really rigorous selection, but they come in with a vision. And they come in and they do a certain amount of 6 weeks of intensive training.
Yes.
4 weeks here, 2 weeks at the National Institute. And that stuff is carefully planned and tailored to give them what they need. Mm. But in September, they go into their schools, the majority of them anyway. They have their own classes. They're not sitting with someone else. They haven't got a co-teacher, although some of them do. Mm. And it doesn't work out well for some people. But they've got this vision for their class. They know it's going to be hard work. Mm. They've got a mindset of, well, I don't know everything, but I'm going to learn it as I go along. They go in 1st of September into their class. They've got total responsibility for 60% of the time. And they're supported in that. Mm. But the children see them as their teacher. Mm. And I think that's got a lot to commend it. But coupled with that, they have assignments, because they do their PGCE alongside their training. They've got carefully designed assignments that they do at particular times through the year. So they did an assignment a little while ago on behaviour management. Initially, they did one on the context of their school in its local environment in its community. At the moment, they're critiquing a scheme of work that they've been involved with, and they have to think about learning theories and see how their learning theory, how the learning theories have influenced the scheme of work. Well, actually, for many of them, they're teaching the scheme of work, and then they're reading about the learning theories, and then they're reflecting on it. But the point is, that's dovetailed together, so that they're facing these problems. They're learning about the theories, they're thinking, did this go well? They're reflecting.
Yeah. It mirrors some of the ideas behind problem, you know, the stuff about problem-based sort of learning. But instead of artificial problems, these are real problems that they're dealing with.
Absolutely. Amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I think the Teach First participants become outstanding because they get the right thing at the right time. And they can they don't always have the answers, but they ask, and they ask questions, lots of questions. And they can argue their position on things in the schools, most of them. And they can get... And they can influence change in school.
Yeah. But they have group placements, don't they? They go into a school as a group.
When
they get a placement, it's not that's not the case.
No.
Oh, right.
In the regional institute in July, they did go into school as a group.
Yeah.
Here, I went out. Yeah. I went in. I took them into a transition day, primaries. Into a transition day at Hythe Bay, and they planned activities for nursery reception year one children, and we had shared experience. But when they go into school in September, they have their own class in their placement school, and they're apart from little blocks outside their class, they're with their class all the time.
Yeah, okay, but there'll be three or four of them in a school, in the same school?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It works best when there are.
Yeah.
But I've got five at the moment. Two of them are in a school where there are year two Teach First participants.
Right.
I've got another two in a school where there's one participant down in Folkestone from year one, from year two with year. There's a year two participant with two year one. And the other one is on her own. And the one who's on her own is finding it most difficult. She's sitting with somebody else. And they share a class. And she's not, the children are not looking to her as the teacher.
She doesn't have the status.
She doesn't.
Yeah, the big thing is the status.
I think the most significant thing recently is with PGC full-time students on the enhanced studies module, PGC full-time programme, where it's built on an old model. When I was teaching at Chester College, I used to take my science specialist, which it's also based on my MA, which was about putting specialist scientists with non-specialist scientists. But in the enhanced studies and in the year three research module, we take, just for a day, we take our students who have opted into the science, they're not necessarily science specialists, but they've opted into the science, we take them into school for one day. Because we find that there isn't a lot of good practice out there in schools, if I'm perfectly honest. And even if there is, it could be taught by somebody else. Students are often not encouraged to teach science in the way that we would like them to teach science. So the thing that's been most successful, I think, is them going in as a group, working on something they've planned, getting children to raise questions about a topic and answering them. And that has informed something that I've done quite recently through Teach First, where we've been making two training videos with two Teach First participants from last year that's going to be used in training the year one participants this year nationally.
Yeah.
And the impact might be that it will impact on 7,200 children, primary children nationwide.
That's good, and that's what you need, isn't it?
I think ambition for the future. I'm coming towards the end of my teaching career.
Yeah.